Good morning, all. I'm here for three different projects. First is the EOC for change order number 9, 10, and 11. And basically, number 9 is the generator room modifications, which is going to be around, it's roughly $66,000, but 10 and 11 are credits, which brings that down about $27,000.
Very good. I'll hold that. Read your motion.
So, overview real quick. Change order 9 is, of course, the modification generator room. First thing we had to do was double the size of the exhaust louver and dampers to accommodate the cooling of the generator. The second was to add a 10 by 12 fresh air louver and damper to supply the air needed to run the generator and cool it, which required modifications to the brick walls. So an exhaust fan was added to cool down the generator after it shuts down to keep room temperature down. We had to move the UPS from the generator room over to the food storage room, which then required to increase the size of the HVAC unit in the food storage room. A variance was obtained from the fire marshal's office so that we didn't have to have a recirculating antifreeze sprinkler system, which saved about $7,000. But it also took some time to get that variance. So that's why this also asked for 30 calendar days for some of the time it took to get the variance and some of the time for the contractor to complete the work. The actual cost to perform this change order number 9 is $66,953.58. Change order 10 consists of 7 different PCOs. The first was a modification to the first floor slab back when we were pouring it last July. There was a special waterproofing membrane, real thick and very inflexible, that was required to be done. What we did, we looked at it and we modified it to make it more user installation friendly so it would succeed, which meant we had to thicken the floor slabs along some of the walls to do that to eliminate the bends in this rigid material. The cost of adding the concrete for that is $1,213.80. The second part of the modification to the waterproofing membrane was done based upon some of the manufacturer's recommendations, which we didn't need to put it all the way down to the footer. So that change saved us $3,045. The third PCO on change order 10 is the underfloor filters on the 27 HVAC units under the raised floor. They were originally designed to have the filters in the system themselves, which meant you took the carpet off, the floor panels off, tried to get between the floor pedestals to pull them out. We changed that, put them up in the register, so you just pop the register off, pull the filter out, put the register back down, which required a couple brackets also to modify it. The cost of that was $2,868.60. The fourth was to add the fire lane striping and signage required by the fire marshal's office that was not shown on the contract documents. This cost is $1,123.65. The fifth was the elimination of the 12 plasma screens on the AV wall, which we went and hung 4 projectors on the wall and put 2 manual screens, which would improve the flexibility of the visual wall system and give seamless video to the walls. Also, in that same change, we got it to where we could throw those same images into the situation room, the training, and the press room by modifying the equipment a little bit. Actually, that was a credit of $7,818. The sixth was a modification to the security fire alarm system by going over the county network. Instead of using separate PCs, we saved 6 monitors, 3 servers, and some miscellaneous equipment, which gives us a credit of $4,938. The seventh was elimination of a large portion of landscaping, since we had to move some of the site utilities around and increase the size of the geothermal well. I really couldn't plant too many trees, so we got a credit of $20,050 there. These 7 change PCOs compromise change order 10 and brings a net credit for that change order of $30,641.95. Change order 11, again, consists of seven changes, all electrical basically. The first was add two data outlets on the ECC side of the AV wall. This was a last minute addition for the state police and the Verizon printers. And that's a cost increase of $127.05. The second was to add electrical power to the central vac system that wasn't shown on the contract drawings. That's an increase of $899.85. The third is to add electric power to the remote command pedestal so we can put our command post out there and the state police command post out there. The electric wasn't shown on the drawings. That's an increase of $6,220.99. We had to put a transformer in there, so what we did is we designed a system so if we ever upgraded the command pedestal to 240 volt, all we had to do is pop the transformer out and put a new one in. We'd run the extra wiring for three phase and everything else, planning a little ahead. The fourth is the addition of lighting to the three flags poles that was not shown on contract drawings. That's an additional $2,730. The fifth was the relocation of the remote generator transfer switch, which had to be moved because when we put the new fresh air vent in, we already had it sitting where it was designed without the the louver, so we had to move it. So that was $3,513.30. The sixth is changing the cable tray that runs from the east hallway into the generator room. We didn't really need a cable tray, so I changed that to 3 1-inch conduits to service the phones in the mechanical room, one to service the phones in the generator equipment room, and we added one conduit to run to the generator so that future SCADA can be tied into the system. And that's actually a credit of $800. The seventh was modifications to the duct bank that runs from the new EOC down to the tower. We eliminated 450 feet of the double duct bank and downsized from 4 to 2 for 500 feet for a credit of $21,921.43. So the seven changes here, change order number 11 results in a credit of $9,230.24. So what it basically does is increase the contract sum for the three change orders, 9, 10, 11, increase the contract sum a total of $27,081.39 and increases the contract time by 30 days.
That was kind of vague. Could you go into a little more detail?
Sorry, I tried to make it as simple, but it's a tough number.
All right, what's the net cost increase?
$27,081.39.
After all that numbers.
Which is still, after all that, it's still less than less than 1%.
If you take all the change orders to date versus what the contract award is, it's $71,000 and change, and the bid coming at 7.161. So we're just at 1% overrun at this point.
That's cool.
And I still have a couple.
Especially having the problems we've had to deal with the design person, to say the least, they're not on my list.
Most of the credit goes to Mr. Jones for administering the construction of the contract and making the decision.
We're fortunate enough to go through the other day with him, and he gave us a quick tour.
Do you have a motion?
Yes, sir, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and consultant L. Robert Kimball and Associates, the change orders number 9, 10, and 11 for Sussex County Project 0402 Emergency Operations Center building be approved, which extends the contract time by 30 calendar days due to added scope of work and increases the contract amount by $27,081.39 for a new total of $7,232,433.94.
So moved.
You're tough, Bob. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Phillips, and I don't want to have to repeat the motion. There's a rib of Mr. Jones. Any questions on it? Being now, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Holyoke.